More and more cases of intolerance and discrimination against Christians in Europe are being recorded.
At the same time, increasing media interest has given voice to the anonymous suffering of people's cases, which are gaining international significance.
This emerges from the 2011 report on cases of intolerance and discrimination against Christians in Europe, published today on the website of the Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe.
Martin Kugler is a member of the Observatory and talked to us about their findings.
Our NGO, the Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe, started to cover these issues because there is a growing awareness in some international organizations like the United Nations or the OSCE, who are concerned about human rights and especially religious freedom. And the new phenomenon, a new and growing phenomenon in the Western world or in some countries of Europe is a kind of marginalization of Christians with sometimes spills over in legal limitations as well, which means that Christians are discriminated against in their labor, in their professional work, sometimes in what concerning private services, like offering certain services. You have heard about examples like British people who offered bed and breakfast, and they wanted to offer it for families and not for same-sex marriages. So they get sued, and they some preachers were put into prison. So there's a real concern on this, and we tried to document these incidents. And last year we collected about 200 incidents. So the report for 2011. is kind of the first really collection of facts and figures. It's not about opinions or it's a real documentation.
So can you give us some of the most prominent examples that you've collected over the past year?
In the last year we had there was a growing phenomenon of vandalism and hate crimes in some European countries, especially in France, where Christian places of worship and cemeteries were destroyed. And the same happened in Spain in more than 20 cases. So this is a growing concern. Then we have the other part which we call discrimination because it's about legal limitations. And here we see the big problem of the so-called right to object, the right to object for reasons of conscience. It means that, for instance, members of the medical staff in a hospital should be able to refuse the collaboration in a certain act which they consider unethically, so like abortion, euthanasia, sterilization, and so on. And this human right, which is called right of conscientious objection, is not really granted in some of the EU member states. So it's limited, and we have some professions which are now step by step get closed up for Christians if they really take their faith seriously. In a house, midwives, nurses, medical doctors, pharmacists. So in France, you have the problem that pharmacists are generally, by law, forced to sell the abortion pill. So if you don't do that as a pharmacist in France, then you can get sued. And there is other countries where we have the problem with abortion, with the cooperation in abortion. In Scotland, there was recently a case where midwives said that they would not like to take part in a in an abortion service, and they got a problem with their employer.
And your report has documented a large number of different cases here. What can be done? What is being done to counter discrimination against Christians in Europe?
Well, the first step is raising awareness, and this is the reason we do all our work. I mean, we have the confidence that politicians and journalists don't do many. Well, they are not acting because they have a bad intention, but it's often lack of knowledge, and they just they don't really know about the problems of religious freedom. So when we now are reporting this, and if we get this awareness, then I think it's the best step to face this intolerance. Another thing what we do is to be present at international conferences. So if people are talking about human rights, about other problems like racism or xenophobia or anti-Semitism, then it's the right moment to talk as well, or to tackle the problem of the so-called Christianophobia. We don't use the term persecution because we don't want that anybody mixes this with the real persecution in some other countries, in some countries of the Arab world, or in Pakistan, or in North Korea. No? So we are conscious that the form of intolerance or even discrimination in Europe is more a subtle one. It's a growing phenomenon, but it's in many places still very smooth in the sense that this is not a dramatic situation, but we see that it's much easier to face such a problem at the beginning than later on when it's already developed and nobody cares about the Christian attitudes. No?
Very good. And is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we finish up here?
Yes, there were two positive moments last year where we are really glad that this is a sign of awareness of the problem. We had the famous cause in the European Court of Human Rights, Italy versus Lauzi, which was about the public presence of the cross in Italian schools, and the last judgment in the European judgment in the European Court of Human Rights was in favor of Italy and in favor of the right to have a public to have a cross present in a public place like a school, because it doesn't hurt the religious freedom of a atheistic minority or a laicistic minority. And this is what I think was a very important step. And another thing was that the Parliamentary Assembly of the OSCE, the Organization of Security and Cooperation in Europe, was voting on a resolution with a great majority, and this resolution says that all the member states should study their legislation if there is not some elements which give problems to which include problems for Christians and their religious freedom. So, like they mentioned, right to object or other phenomena like hate speech against Christians, hate crimes against Christians, which are unfortunately growing in some countries. And this resolution was a good step at